Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet. And they whisper the word
revolution.
There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying on the coast. And they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind.
Revolution.
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
There are many here among us who have not yet seen the sign. March the road of the Rocky Hill tonight, my friends.
The road of the Rocky Hill tonight. Under cover of the darkness, we will slip behind the lines and we will take the man who has stolen our land. For the years of domination, get them right between the eyes and light of fire. Light of fire. Light of fire. They will see through.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. It is the 18th day of July, 2007. And we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours and 55 minutes. The websites are jonesreport.com, infowars.net, prisonplanet.tv. But they have now entered full fear effect, full fear-mongering propaganda push. Al-Qaeda is going to attack us any minute. Brace for your dear leaders to take your freedom for your own safety. Al-Qaeda plots new attacks on U.S. soil. They're saying it's going to happen any minute. They're saying it's a possibility. It's a more than a possibility, a probability. We'll go through all of it on the other side.
terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It was as if the gates of Hades were opened. 3.5 weeks ago, the fear-mongering has been intensifying like a drum beat that builds towards some grand finale in its crescendo. Every major radio talk show host in neocondom, the liberals, the TV, the radio, the newspapers, scream the headlines that Al-Qaeda has rebuilt to its former strength or even greater. They're inside the U.S. and Europe. Why, they've got nukes, they've got biologicals, they've got everything. And yesterday they had Mrs. Townsend, one of the Homeland Security fearmongers up there, and a reporter did finally ask her the pertinent question. And that was, I'm trying to dig up this video. I was looking around last night and couldn't find it. It may be up by today, and if we find it, we'll play it later, part of that press conference. And she got cornered like a rat, and they said, how is he living, you know, 5.5 years after the 9/11 attacks, dragging a dialysis machine, because we know he'd been in critical condition right before 9/11 in hospitals in Dubai and also hospitals in Pakistan. How was he dragging around this big dialysis machine? And but he's now rebuilt despite all the military and the armies that are there. And she laughed. See, I mean, it's real funny to them. It's like when Rothschild was on this show, and I said, well, why is Mars ice caps melting at a really fast rate? And why are the moons of Jupiter and Saturn that were ice-covered melting into liquid seas? And he just laughed and said, because they're closer to the sun. Now, even if they were closer to the sun, they were ice before. Why are they melting now? That would mean the sun was heating up. But they're not closer to the sun. They're much further away, showing just how dramatic the heating has been. And two more times I said, Rothschild, why are you still saying that the planets are closer? And he would laugh again. He knew. That's why he laughed when he said it. Because he was tailoring that according to the attack profile the New World Order has for ABC, CBS, Fox, CNN. I mean, Fox gets up and says, jet fuel melts steel. In fact, I've seen him say, I've seen Gibson on there say, it burns steel. They don't care what the facts are, what the reality are. They know it doesn't burn steel. They know it doesn't melt steel. They know the planets are further away. The gas giants, Jupiter and Saturn, they're out past Mars. They're out past the asteroid belt. They don't care, folks. But then they come on a show like this or into the news community on the Internet, which is highly informed people who are really into being knowledgeable and rediscovering the renaissance of learning. It's addictive, and it just it's worlds colliding. It's because, I mean, you watch mainstream TV, they talk to you like you're 5 years old, literally at a five-year-old level. And then you add in all the subliminals, which they admit are in television, and the flicker rate and the rest of it. So you've got a captive audience that will buy anything, anytime, anywhere, that you can sell on anything. And then you've got the rest of the public who've just tuned out and just go, yeah, I know it's corrupt, but so what? And then you've got that growing minority that is informed, that does know the score, that is in the arena, that is in the ball game, and realizes this is life and death. And our numbers are growing dramatically, very quickly, but frankly, not fast enough. We need to supercharge this, and the sense of urgency, the fire in the belly, the white-knuckled, I mean, grind-your-teeth urgency, the gleam in the eye needs to manifest and be redoubled and rekindled and then redoubled again in all of you out there. Because I myself get apathetic. I myself get punch drunk. I myself get exhaustion with all of this. I mean, I get used to hearing about open martial law and the president being a dictator and open discussion about it on the news and radio. And it's being legitimized, and the dollar dropped again today, big time. I mean, this is all, but still, I get conditioned just by the frequency of it. I become acclimated to it, and we have to consciously get outside of emotion and just scientifically approach this from a survival position and redouble emailing folks news stories and redouble emailing and posting on message boards in MySpace and telling people at work, go to Google Video, watch Terror Storm, watch Martial Law, watch Road to Tyranny, or better yet, here's a DVD I made you a copy of so it's higher quality. I mean, right now it is so important. I'm going to go through the whole stack here. Well, at least part of the stack. I have two stacks. Al-Qaeda likely to attack U.S. intel says. Al-Qaeda plots new attacks on U.S. soil. That's just today. Proof bin Laden tape is 5-year-old, re-released footage. But this time, the CIA and the media, certain sectors have admitted it's 5-plus years old. But still, AP, Reuters, and the Nightly News are announcing that it's real and new. I mean, now, even after it's admitted to be false, they keep saying it's real. I mean, that's what's scaring me, folks, is that that's what's really concerning me, is I'm seeing a different flavor now, a wanton abandonment in the lying that I haven't seen since right before 9/11. I'm seeing the same propaganda attack profile, but even more intense. And then they're even saying it. We haven't seen this type of chatter since right before 9/11. And they haven't been pre-positioning themselves to be our heroes, to be our saviors. It's so sick. I mean, they're going to kill a bunch of people, and then I'm going to have to sit there and watch them on television being worshipped, and the approval rating went back up. Oh, boy, the agenda is going. The president's having random checkpoints and increased security, and we're now not, for a short time, we're banning any demonstrations against the war. This aids the terrorists. There's talk of the election being suspended. You see that happen. I'm already digressing. There's that headline. Proof Bin Laden tape is 5-year-old. Re-released footage. U.S. top al-Qaeda in Iraq figure captured. They've killed him and captured him a couple times, but it doesn't matter. I'll do it again next month. New York crude soars above $75 a barrel. Bernanke, he's the Fed chairman, the real CEO of the U.S. Growth more subdued. They don't care. The stock market just surges. Economic growth will be slower due to housing slump. Dollar slump to record low versus euro on Bear Stearns losses. Some good news. New York traffic proposal is all but dead. More good news. Web censorship is failing, says Chinese official, London Times. Sick 911 workers sue $1 billion insurance fund. More good news. Bad news. Welfare recipients in San Diego forced to give up Fourth Amendment, New York Times. Good news. Actress Janine Garofalo blurts out 9/11 was an inside job on Conan O'Brien while discussing controversial politics. We're going to play that later. Bush critics receive additional charge in criminal case for holding up a impeach Bush sign. Yep, the officers are charging him with very serious crimes for that. Pat Buchanan agrees with Ron Paul. Headline, this is written by Pat Buchanan. This is his headline. We'll be accused within minutes of making this up, too, of course. Pat Buchanan, Tonkin, Gulf 2, and the Guns of August. And he goes on to say, will the U.S. government stage a Gulf of Tonkin? Oh, Pat Buchanan. I see these every day. I mean, every day I see an article about these type stories. And I really usually don't cover them. I mean, you think I'm bashing cops. Actually, we could do a really good job of it if we wanted to. The raping, the killing, the drug dealing, the constant stuff. Every day I read about a sheriff caught with cocaine or heroin or running prostitutes. I mean, literally every day. There's thousands of counties. This is a story. It says, no indictment in Peyton Strickland shooting, Hanover County. And they went to his house hearing that he had a stolen PlayStation. And it's the regular deal. We've seen it right here with Travis County. The commander of the SWAT team tripped. Just like somebody who gets buck fever when they see a buck. A lot of these guys can't ever actually shoot one because they get too excited and freak out and start pulling the trigger. He tripped. Some people say he tripped. Some of the police do. Then that they backed off that. And they just said that he thought their own battering ram hitting the door was a gunshot. So the sound upset him. By the way, he's staying on the force in the SWAT team. That's the problem. This is probably will happen two or three more times. Then he'll finally go to prison. They shot this guy to the door three times. Unarmed. He was coming to the door. They just shot into the door, and then the cops are in here talking about how hard it was for the officer, and can't people just leave him alone, and it's been real tough on him, and the article just basically worships the officer and all he's been through. I mean, you kill somebody because you shouldn't be a cop, or much less on a SWAT team, because you're a chicken belly, you're a little chicken neck, you're a coward. You kill somebody because your knees are knocking so hard, you're not calm, And then you got to whine about how tough it is. Turned out there was nothing stolen. The guy done nothing wrong. But he's dead now, but you're whining and crying. Just like you hide behind trees when there's a shooter.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations' basic philosophy is both anti-American and pro-dictatorship? Did you know that the United Nations was founded by communist and Marxist members of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose goal is a socialistic one-world government? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance.
Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us to really walk through the whole history of the North American Union, the NAFTA superhighways. For 2 hours tomorrow, we're going to go through the big picture and take your calls. No guest today, because I want to open the phones up and cover just a massive news and a bunch of different important audio clips I want to play and critique and go over. We will have open phones today starting now at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We're going to be playing that Janine Garofalo 9/11 inside job clip and discussing the what that signifies, just one more indicator. Also, another Ron Paul clip with him on Tucker Carlson last night. That's coming up. I want to play that and give you a chance to give us your take on it as well. The toll-free number, again, is 1-800-259-9231. Now, getting into bin Laden and the supposed terror threat, I'm asking you, the audience, this question. In your gut, as Chertoff likes to say, I really can't criticize him. I use that term. I can't criticize him for using the term. I can criticize him for knowing that stuff isn't in his gut. He knows full well what's going to be going down as a foreign agent of a foreign government, as a deputy Reichsfuhrer of this country. Do you think they're going to set off a dirty bomb, biological weapons, an attack on a reactor, a truck bomb, or are they trying to provocateur a bunch of patsies to carry something out? The CIA, the FBI, the media, they're all saying big, spectacular attacks. Then right on cue, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda comes out and says, yes, we're going to attack you. We're going to attack you any minute. We've rebuilt. It's funny how they always parrot exactly what our government's saying. Whatever the government needs to be said, anytime the government's in trouble, anytime approval ratings are dropping, anytime there's talk of mass indictments, suddenly, anytime the CIA makes a claim, oh, here comes Al-Qaeda agreeing completely. I mean, how much more obvious does this have to get for people? And then on top of it, they admit that they're, quote, using Al-Qaeda in Iraq to attack the Iranians on their western flank while simultaneously claiming Iran is aiding Al-Qaeda in Iraq. It's just, and I know I keep talking about that because it's so unbelievable. Al-Qaeda likely to attack U.S., Intel says. The terrorist network Al-Qaeda will likely leverage its contacts and capabilities in Iraq to mount an attack on U.S. soil, according to a new national intelligence estimate on threats to the United States. Now, did you hear that? Al-Qaeda will likely, it's probably going to happen, leverage its contacts and capabilities in Iraq to mount an attack on U.S. soil. See, we got to stay in Iraq. Because if we don't, Al-Qaeda is going to get us here. And even though we're staying in Iraq, Al-Qaeda is leveraging its contacts in Iraq to attack us here. Al-Qaeda was never in Iraq, even if you believe in the real mainline organic Wahhabist sect, Sunni sect, which never operated in Iraq and wasn't allowed to be there by Saddam because he gave speeches, and I pulled the news articles rightfully saying they were a CIA/Mossad front. I mean, these guys had been trying to kill Saddam and overthrow him unsuccessfully for decades. Now they're all over Iran, led by U.S. Special Forces. That's mainstream news. Attacking the Iranians, and the public is so dumbed down that the media can claim Iran is Al-Qaeda. Every day, 100 times a day, Iran is behind Al-Qaeda. Iran is directing Al-Qaeda in Iraq. That is like saying leprechauns exist. I mean, it is. But again, you've got a public, you've got the, both committee chairmen over the military in the House and Senate don't know the difference between Shiite and Sunni. I mean, we are in trouble here, folks. It is off the charts. And they're saying, get ready for Al-Qaeda to attack us. Get ready. And the Pentagon and others have said they're getting ready to take over America. We're going to come back and more into this and take your calls. I want to get your take on this issue. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier looking skin. Now you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions, war in Iran, a coming one-world church. In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run him on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire muskets, till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we seen their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Our country This entire economic system is literally being subdivided, and I was going to use the word melted down until the song said melted down, and that took me back. I thought, well, I better not say melted down. And what are cities and towns across the country doing? They're announcing, hey, we'll put all the illegal aliens on welfare. That's actually being announced. And we're ordering police not to arrest you. And I have on tape in the town outside San Diego where the mayor says, well, hey, we don't arrest you guys for DWIs. It's the illegal aliens there at the city council griping and complaining about not being given more welfare. And he's saying, listen, we don't even arrest you for DWIs. We don't arrest you for no driver's license. You know, I'm your friend, and see, it's not enough. And that's my whole point, is I'm tired of self-righteous cops and self-righteous mayors. When they see a chicken-necked American, I mean, when they see you driving around with your family in your Suburban or whatever, I don't care if you're Hispanic, black, white, it doesn't matter. They know this is a mark. This is somebody that pays their taxes, has got their insurance, they got money, and they know how to bow to me, and they know how I'm rude to them, and they lick my boots, and I'm here to suck off them, and they're under one rule, they're under one system, and the illegal aliens get more tuition than citizens. They already get tax amnesty for 10 years to start businesses, the tax credit. They would have gotten 5 years on income tax if they would have been able to get that through, income tax amnesty. Meanwhile, they're telling us Al-Qaeda's about to hit us any minute. Brace for total destruction. They released 400,000-plus aggravated felons in 2005 alone, the Houston Chronicle reported. In Houston alone. Yeah. 2 million illegal aliens, folks. And by the way, the cream of criminals, 2 million illegals just in Houston, the cream of illegal aliens come to America. I mean, this is a happy hunting ground. You can have 5, 6, 7, 10 IDs. They've caught people with more than 30 IDs before. You can rape, shoot, murder, kill, rob, steal, drunk drive. It is a lawless Wild West wonderland with a bunch of guilty liberal yuppies, knock-kneed, running around, literally rolling red carpets out for the illegal aliens. With cops stomping around in black uniforms, driving around in armored vehicles with cameras everywhere. I mean, it's a disgusting sight. And I didn't mean to get off into this, but I was looking into the other stack I've got here with just scores of articles with cities saying, we're giving them all welfare. We're in banks. We're giving them better deals on loans because we know they've had a tough time with no ID. Oh, we're making total amnesty. Oh, federal judge blocks Dallas suburb, Farmers Branch, from enforcing law landlords to not lease to illegal aliens. I mean, on and on and on and on. Meanwhile, we've got to pass white glove inspection when these cops pull us over. I'm tired of it. And then they've got the nerve to grandstand in front of us. Oh, the terrorists are going to get you. Oh, the president is above the Congress now, and he tells them what to do if we get attacked. And they're not even part of continuity of government now. And they've actually funded martial law into 2007, 2008. And they're actually setting up the FEMA command centers with CIA liaisons in every major city and face scanning and lip-reading camera software going in everywhere, and license plate reading. It's a joke. It's a joke. And in New York and Miami and places like that, we've got the reports where just federally funded, deputized police run these raid teams, cage teams, random gun confiscations everywhere. They've got Viper teams all over New York, all over other major cities, just randomly shut things down and start searching everyone and have people line up. I've got photos of it now. I mean, just, all right, everybody line up. They just block off streets, and families are there with their shopping bags. And, hello, officer. Up against the wall, please. I mean, it's happening while the border's wide open. And let me tell you something, little copies. It feels good to order families around up against walls. I understand that. There's something animalistic deep in you that you feel the dark power rising. You feel the eye of Sauron high above you energizing your armies. But let me tell you, it's all being done so your future and my future and all of our children's futures will be very dark indeed. It's all being done so that we can be brought into economic ruination. And so you think you're going to make us drink from this black cup of abomination. Well, let me tell you, you may force us to drink from it. But you literally are going to be forced to bathe in it and to drown in it. You like skulls and you like death and you like the trappings of deviltry. You like it. You like darkness. You're going to get more than just the signets and the standards and the logos and the names of it. You're going to get to smell the rotten flesh. You're going to get to bathe in the death. You're going to learn what it means when a government affixes the symbol of the skull to their standard. You're going to be blessed with what you've asked for by your God, what you have called forth. You are now cursed to the literal depths of hell on this planet. And what you pour out on the Iraqis, you pour out on your family. And what you pour out on the American people, you pour out on yourself. Al-Qaeda likely to attack U.S. intel says, I mean, what a sick joke. And if you watch the cartoons and the TV shows and the stuff on Fox and all of it where everything is dehumanizing, everything is turning us into animals. My wife, you know, hardly ever watches TV, and last night I was working late. She said she turned on the Family Guy where they'd put a baby down in a pit, and the other baby was saying it rubs the lotion on its skin, you know, real cute, real funny, from Silence of the Lambs, where the psychopath makes the women put lotion on their skin before he kills them and guts them and wears their skin. See, all of that scientifically crafted. The flicker of the television, the rate, everything. So you just accept that. And the television shows where the good guys torture and the good guys torture children, they're going right at the core of your moral base, right at the core of your heart. They're going right at your soul. They're turning you into what they are right now. The spirits of the people are literally mutating in front of all of us right now. We are falling into evil right now. We are literally being seduced. A spell. That's what a spell is. It's propaganda. An idea. A vision is now literally taking control of the country. Like a huge black-skinned leviathan pulling a ship down into the waters. And you're smiling and giggling and snickering. Oh, it's so much fun. And I'm being dark here, folks, because we're in dark waters. And I know even the slack-jawed yuppies out there got the hair on the back of their neck standing up. You got a little tingle in your belly, even as you snicker. Because you know you're cowards, and you decided to serve this system and rationalize and go along with all of it. Man, I was reading a mainstream news article last night. Steve Watson wrote an article about it. It's not in my stack. I need to print it. For some reason, it's not in the stack. Where he was quoting a major U.S. magazine that was interviewing neocons. And it started when this big magazine writer was out with some of her friends at the New York seashore, and it was these, you know, wealthy, middle-class women. and some old women, too, and they were all going, soon we'll be putting everyone in camps and killing them. That will show them. Soon we'll be arresting all the anti-war people and can't wait to kill them.
In fact, I got to print that article up and read it on air.
And then she talks about how she went to some other event, and that's all they're doing is, and folks, I mean, I've listened to talk radio. They just mainly sit there going, we're going to put people in camp soon. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Like you think you're going to have a good life. Like you think you're in the driver's seat. Like you think your life's going to continue on. You fools. You know, the Nazis, at least the general public, thought they were doing good. They didn't know an evil death cult was running things. And by the end of it, 20 million Germans died and their country was a slag heap. And that's probably what it'll take for you to figure out the error of your ways. Oh, you will be punished. You will pay for what you've done. You will pay for what you've called forth. And you do, you call it forth. You know, we mysticize all this, but that's how the universe works. You are calling this forth by giggling and snickering and writing articles about how great it is and calling into talk radio and snickering at your church and feeling all important, being seduced by Jack Bauer. As you sit there and fantasize and role play, watching your television as your program that torturing innocent people is good, you fool. That's so you can be tortured, you buffoon. And now they beat the drums that the terrorists are going to hit us, the terrorists. Al-Qaeda plots new attacks on U.S. soil. Al-Qaeda is using its growing strength in Pakistan and Iraq to plot attacks on U.S. soil, heightening the terror threat facing the United States over the next few years. Intelligence agencies concluded on a report unveiled Tuesday. And then they also say in these reports that Americans haven't been vigilant enough and civil liberties groups have blocked the government from doing the measures that were needed to keep us safe. And folks, I told you that when they said that, that was one of the last tumblers clicking into place. And let me tell you, balloons went up, red flags went up, and I literally started hearing a siren in my head. Alert, alert. And notice what it comes on the heels of. Notice all of this is now being announced, and old Bin Laden videos are being released, and all of this is going on with Bernanke announcing growth more subdued. Associated Press, economic growth will be slower due to housing slump. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke told Congress today that the economy has emerged from its anemic spell. I thought we'd been emerging from that since 2000. But overall growth for the year will be lower than expected. Inflation remains the chief concern, he said. And it goes on that we have less now than a 2.5% growth rate. And they claim that inflation's only about 6%, folks. It's 13+. And so even with wild, uncontrolled devaluation of the currency, I mean, with them issuing printing money and issuing fractional reserve credits on computer balance sheets, the economy is folding, kind of like a casserole that, you know, that's supposed to be puffy but collapses. It's starting to collapse. What's the right word? A frittata? Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke told Congress Wednesday the economy has emerged from its anemic spell. Listen to this doublespeak. But overall growth for the year will be lower than expected. Inflation remains the chief concern, he said. Oh, inflation. Oil prices double. Housing almost doubling. Cars doubling. Just everything. And the dollar devalued. Oh, but it's the stock market's at 14,000. Delivering a mid-year Fed economic report to the Capitol Hill, Bernanke struck a somewhat cautious tone. He suggested that The economy appears likely to expand at a moderate pace over the second half. Still, the Fed chief told the House Financial Services Committee that the growth this year will be a bit slower than the Fed projected in February. Growth should strengthen a bit next year, he said. The inflation forecast, however, wasn't changed. It calls for prices other than food and energy to edge lower. I mean, that is the biggest lie I've ever heard in my life. It calls for prices other than food and energy to edge lower. What does food and energy? You see, and they just take more and more out of the inflation index. Now, they've got a bunch of different institutions and companies that do it, and it's between 13 and 15% internationally. That's what the assessment is by the brokerage houses and others of the U.S. I mean, by the way, folks, 13% inflation is just stratospheric. That's a yearly rate of appreciation of the currency. By the way, and 13% a year doesn't express the massive devaluation we've seen. It's far worse than that. All right, we'll come back, get more into the economy, and I promise we'll go to your phone calls for the second and third hour perpetually at 1-800-259-9231. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are the two flagship websites.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
We'll be right back.
Your calls are coming up. We start the next hour at 1-800-259-9231. We're going to get to everybody. You see, every time they dip the economy, and they're really going to plunge it, they're going to precipitate a terror attack and then claim that that caused it so that we can all have collective anger at Al-Qaeda. And times got tough, and the housing market and the stock market crashed, and it caused the dollar to go belly up. Man, Al-Qaeda hit us and got us down, but then America had the draft and invaded the whole Middle East, and, you know, 500,000 Americans died, but we killed 15 million Arabs and Central Asians, and then, you know, your sons will come back with arms and legs missing, but they'll be big heroes, and there'll be hundreds of movies made about it, and the European Union can merge with America, and we can be strong. And that's the plan. After the terrorists hit Chicago or L.A. with that nuke, America got serious. A lot of people criticized Bush, and his approval rating had gone down to 25%. He tried to do what he needed to do for his country. He tried to give them the security they needed, but evil traitors talked about liberties and freedoms. That's how Al-Qaeda was able to kill over 100,000 people with that nuke. But America rose to the challenge after the nuke, and sure, the Bill of Rights, it did have to be amended, and the military did have to secure the homeland, but thank goodness Bush had seen the threat and at least built some of the infrastructure, and I tell you, now in her third term, Hillary, our great leader, no one knew a woman could be such a leader, but she's just done a great job, has led us to victory after victory in 7 different countries on 5 different continents. Just absolutely incredible. I'm feeling real good right now about America. And our good friends, 30%+ of our military is from Mexico alone. It's just a few years from now they have their way. North American Union is a union. We're a lot stronger to fight Al-Qaeda. There's talk of Al-Qaeda hitting us with bioweapons, but our troops have been raiding strongholds and finding the bioweapons labs, and we've been having public trials of many of the terrorist doctors. They just executed some on TV yesterday. But there is talk of bioweapons hitting us. They claim they've got something that's going to kill tens of millions of us. Then fast forward 10 more years. After they hit us many times, we lost over 1 billion people worldwide. But it backfired and killed Central Asians and Muslims instead of the West, who they planned to target. No one knows why it backfired. We had heavy casualties, but it mainly hit them. The Earth's population's at 4 billion now, and we've had to create a new global federation to control all this technology to stop the releases, but it's getting tougher. Fast forward 5 more years later. They tried to control the situation as best they could, but new super bioweapons were released and killed even more. We're now down to 1,800,000,000. Earth united against the threat, against the evil terror group, Chaos, or whatever the new name is they'll have for it. We struggle on under high security. The cities are locked down. There's food shortages because the viruses have spread in the countryside. Special inoculations are helping the population. Of course, there'll be mass brain damaging and mass poisoning, and cancer will be spreading like wildfires. You take more of the injections they're giving you. And you'll laugh now, but see, we are, I guess like Frank Herbert wrote, planting the Missionaria Protectorate. Because if they carry this out, everyone will hear what we have said, and then we will defeat the enemy.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.